This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I think we need to get the Environmental Protection Agency to check the water supply in Salem and Portland. That must be the problem. The legislators in Salem and our governor just keep coming up with one ridiculous idea after another, and then they vote them into law. So, now to battle homelessness, our governor and the legislature are proposing we spend $200 million of your dollars to help the homeless. Now, they want to use the money to get people off the street, build more housing, and pay rent for those homeless people. But wait, it gets even goofier. They're considering also paying $1,000 in cash to the homeless to help them out, you see. $1,000 in cash. I'll tell you, that buys a lot of drugs and alcohol. Several long-term social workers in the area, and even a few state legislators, are sounding the alarm over these proposals. One was quoted as saying, look, these people are going to die in the street with a needle in their arm, and if you give them free housing, they're just going to die in that apartment with a needle in their arm. Oregon now has the third highest homeless rate in the nation. That is amazing. And check this out. The Joint Office of Homeless Services, I like the joint part, had a budget to help the homeless in 2017 of $48 million. That's quite a chunk. But now, well, now their budget is $255 million this year. That buys a lot of joints for the Office of Homeless Services, whatever that may be. Oh, but never fear. On top of landlord incentives, mass leasing programs, and rent assistance, they're also going to fund trash pickup and culturally responsive organizations. Oh, brother. You know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but it seems to me the solution to this problem is pretty simple. First and foremost, enforce the laws on the books. If you or I put up a tent on the sidewalk downtown and threw our trash out all around it, the police would show up and make us move. So why not the homeless? Enforce the laws on the books and put these people in jail when they become repeat offenders. It's pretty simple. Second, fund two facilities. One is for mental health treatment. The other is for addiction treatment. Period. Choose the one that focuses on your problem and get the help that you need. But set a limit on the amount of times the service can be used for each individual. Well, perhaps we could do a third option as well. Now, if you happen to be a Yellowstone fan, this will make sense to you. We could also build a third door, and that would be for those that simply don't want to work and don't care. You can go through that door and get a free ride to the train station. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.